Well, my thinking is that perhaps Vodacom could be the perfect replacement.
Maybe the PSL will grow.
There is so much opportunities.
Good day and welcome to the Fan Reaction Show. APSA and the Premier Soccer League will be ending their sponsorship relationship when the current contract expires at the end of this season. APSA has had a 16-year relationship with local football in South Africa, 13 of which has been a sponsor of the APSA Premiership since the year 2007. So what is next for the PSL? From Castle Premiership to APSA Premiership to something new. We asked you all who should be the PSL's new title sponsor. You sent through your voice notes and posted your comments on Facebook, and you never disappoint. I'm your host, Slu Paho, and this is SL Radio.
Soccer La Duma Radio.
Well, firstly, you guys sent through your voice notes, and here's what you all had to say.
Well, my thinking is that perhaps Vodacom could be the perfect replacement for APSA. They could afford probably more than what APSA could afford in the South African football.
Prudence Motsepe must be part of PSL. There's no other company that must sponsor PSL. So only Prudence Motsepe Foundation must sponsor PSL.
I think our big league sponsor should be like Sanlam or anything from maybe Liqua, like Castle. I think the ones that can make a good sponsor.
I think if you can get Telkom as a sponsor, we can be all right as a PSL. And maybe the PSL will grow.
I think the PSL should try and get Castle Lager back as one of their sponsors because it generates a lot of money and can give the league more exposure than the APSA Premiership.
I think if Heineken could be the one to sponsor PSL, there's so much opportunities in terms of our South African football. Why I'm saying that is because, let's make an example, if Heineken is the one to sponsor PSL, then that means the championship on the UEFA Champions League, they could be the one who can have maybe a friendly game with the champions of the PSL. So that gives all the PSL teams to fight hard in order for them to get a support.
I think Kia must just take over from there moving forward.
And next, a few of you commented on Facebook, and here's what you had to say. Tulas Kambula said, what about DHL or MTN? MTN used to sponsor the CAF Champions League, and the prize money back in 2006 to 2009 was $1 million or 18 million rand. It's not that bad. It can happen. The DHL Premiership or the MTN Premiership, pick your favorite. Only issue with that when it comes to Tula's suggestion is MTN, who remain as the title sponsors for the MTN 8 competition. So who knows if they'd want to take on a second one, but does have a nice ring to it. An account called He's Maverick said, I think the PSL should be independent. They can start by lowering ticket prices from 40 rand to 10 rand, negotiate a certain percentage from ticket prices from stadium management companies along with the clubs, and get league sponsors on their side. Very interesting take. Gabello aka KB said, I'm not happy about what I heard. The PSL will be sponsored by Clientele Life, Clientele Premier Soccer League. Every highlight we will see Lillian Dube and Desmond Dube. Very, very funny one there from KB. I don't know how much truth there is in that, but wouldn't mind seeing more of Lillian and Desmond, would we now? Next, Amukelani said, Multi-Choice Premier League. Since they got all the rights to broadcast PSL, I don't blame APSA for pulling back as main sponsor, because 25% of the population in South Africa are affording DStv Compact. APSA was sponsoring PSL as a part of making business. If 75% of people are not able to afford to watch the game, what's the use of donating your money to such an organization that is not helping you make business? Very interesting take there, saying that APSA was essentially marketing to people who weren't even able to watch the games. Very interesting take. Involves a lot of contractual issues between SuperSport and potentially the SABC to make what you're thinking a possibility. But Multi-Choice Premier League does have a nice ring to it for sure. Dikano Tlali said, so many big companies, BMW, VW, Toyota or Ford. So finding a sponsor should not be a big problem. Even the government can give out that kind of money. They won't even see it. I have to say, I don't know about the government getting involved, but maybe we can get BMW, VW, or Toyota to sponsor the Car of the Week segment over on the Car Wash. Anyway, shameless plug. Feles Enzo said, the National Lottery. I think they must come on board because we don't even win that thing. We're busy donating day by day, so we won't worry too much if we donate for the love of our teams. Tata Mamilions. Very, very nice last comment there. That is how we wrap up the Fan Reaction Show for today. Make sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for all the latest football news. And make sure to subscribe to us on SL Radio, Spotify, Apple, or Google Play. And you'll get notifications for every single new show. From myself, your host, Slu Paho, and my editor, Aiden Hewitt, have a fantastic day.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Sokala Duma Radio.